Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. Get ready to get inspired by an amazing woman, Tara Norberg, the creator of GirlGoneHealthy.com. Tara, welcome to It's Your Health.
Hey, Lisa, how are you?
I'm good, Tara. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Good. Now, if you can tell us about yourself and what led you to create GirlGoneHealthy.com and also, of course, what it is and all the other great stuff that goes with it.
Sure. Well, I'm a 28-year-old stay-at-home mom. My son is now 20 months, and when I became pregnant with my son, I was extremely heavy. I'm only 5'1", so being extremely heavy is meaning in the mid to high 200 range. And it was funny because I've always struggled with my weight, but I was always in denial. Mm-hmm. I was told, oh, what a pretty face, and you have such a great personality. And so, you know, I just bumped along in life. You know, not really thinking of it, but one night my son was really sick and I couldn't get to him. And that's when it hit me that, you know, I really needed to do something if I'm going to be the mom that I need to be for this little boy.
Wow.
So it started out as just journaling. People started to notice my weight loss. Then I started with a little blog online.
Mm-hmm.
People who I had never met before were writing to me and asking me questions and, you know, telling me that they were enjoying my recipes. And so I just told my husband, I really want to do something to show people that this is possible. And I know that we hear this all the time. I'm a huge fan of Biggest Loser.
I hear them
all the time. If I can do it, you can do it. And, you know, sometimes it just takes the right person for you hearing that from them saying, if I can do it, you can do it. Someone who's a mom, who struggles. I want to be healthy for my family. I want to be able to run and chase my son. And I'm able to do those things now. And so I created GirlGoneHealthy.com. And it's just basically showing people that you don't have to be on a strict diet. You don't need a fad diet. You don't have to go to a million-dollar gym to be able to do these things. It's just being able to change your mindset, eating healthy, and making sure that your family's on board with you. It's so important to have a support group and to have cheerleaders. And my readers are very loyal. I love each and every one of them. I wish I knew them all personally, but I want to be their cheerleader as well. And that's exactly what Girl Gone Healthy is all about. They write into me. I respond. And it's great. It's a wonderful networking system. And it's not just for girls. It's for guys, too. We call my husband Guy Gone Healthy. And he's also, I've lost 100 pounds in 10 months.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. And my husband has dropped 65.
Oh, that is fantastic. Now, Tara, what I'm wondering is, what's the first change that you made? Because if you're struggling with your weight, sometimes just getting started is what's difficult. What did you focus on first?
Absolutely. The first thing I knew that I needed to cut out, and I know it sounds silly, was caffeine.
Okay.
Caffeine causes belly fat.
Really?
And it also, you know, kind of curbs the craving a little bit. You know, if you're kind of munchy and you're like, oh, I have a diet soda or any sort of, you know, caffeinated drink, a coffee or a tea, that kind of holds off your hunger for a little bit, and that's not fueling the body in a proper way. Though I didn't know the exact ins and outs of it, I knew that if I cut the sugars, you know, the carbs and the caffeine, that I was going to see a major difference in how my body operated. Just by watching shows like Biggest Loser, going through Weight Watchers programs, I was a dancer from the time I was 18 months old until I was 21. So I wasn't completely blind to what I needed to do, but I had sort of put them all on the back burner. So definitely cutting sweets, carbs, lowering my calories, and I did not drink any coffee or tea or any diet soda until probably the summer. And I started this last December.
Oh, so, that's wonderful. Now, you talked about now being a dancer. So were you in pretty good shape up until 21, and then did things just start to change? Did something in your life change?
Well, I was always a curvy gal,
curvy
I guess
good.
You could say. I was always, had a little meat on the bones, but it really did not start to pack on until about 2000, 2001, and It just kind of snuck up on me. And again, I know we hear that all the time. You wake up and you're like, wow, I'm about 8 sizes bigger than I was. So I don't think for me personally, it was one particular instance or anything going on at the time. I think I just kind of got lazy. I changed my lifestyle. I became 21. I got to go out.
Oh, yeah.
So on and eating out. You know, I had a good job, so it was kind of just like, you know, those other things that were once important to me were kind of on the back burner a bit.
Now, you mentioned The Biggest Loser. Is there anyone in particular that particularly inspired you, or was it just everybody on the show?
Absolutely not. Actually, you interviewed her very recently, Kristen Steve.
Oh, my gosh. She's my gal.
Yes. Inspiration to me. And it's funny because I had started on December 22nd my journey, and I was like, really focused, and Biggest Loser began, you know, in the January 2009, and watching this woman just go for it and go to it and being as heavy as she was running on a treadmill, I'm like, I can do that. I'm going downstairs and I'm moving these boxes off of this treadmill, and I want to do what she did, and I did, and I was so proud of her. Like, I felt like I knew her.
Yeah,
at the end of
great.
The show. And I think that she is a huge inspiration. And as far as this season, Rebecca, who just got voted off.
Oh, isn't she fabulous?
Sorry if I just spoiled it for anyone. But I think she's amazing. And just seeing her transformation afterwards, I'm relit. My fire is back. It's just raging.
Oh, that's great. Well, wonderful. You know, I wish, you know, I could definitely, if you ever want to come back and be on the air with Kristen, I would love that.
She and I are
friends, and she is amazing. I absolutely love her, and I felt the same way watching the show. I just found her so inspiring, and she's so real and has such a great personality. And Kristen's great. You know, she was just on the show on Tuesday.
Yes, I know, and that's why I love her, because just like you nailed it right on the head, Lisa. She's real, and that's what I want to portray to people as well. I'm a real girl. I'm not doing anything that you can't do right now. You can start this minute. Go clean out your cabinets. That's what I did. Go clean out your cabinets, make a small shopping list, and go for it. You know, just do it. Just go.
No, I think it's so good because, you know, you weren't on a show, but you were but you're still making the big changes. I mean, I give people on The Biggest Loser credit because they go up there and they show everything to the world. But you're at home watching, and I hear a lot of stories about people who are like eating and watching The Biggest Loser and thinking, oh, I wish I could do that. But you're right, you can. It's I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying there aren't challenges. Another thing too, speaking of challenges, is I think one of the things about The Biggest Loser that I don't really see, but I've started to see it more this season, is looking at the emotional components of overeating, because I think without that, I don't see a lot of change. You know, I mean, I don't know how well change can maintain itself. I was supposed to interview Allie Vinson about her new book, Believe It, Be It, but we had a scheduling conflict. So she will be on hopefully in the next month. And she talks about that in the book, and that being so, it's a great book, by the way, and being so important. And I'm wondering for you, were there emotional issues that you needed to work through?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's so funny because just this last week, I was thinking about all of those things as I was typing out an email to a young lady who is a pretty avid follower of Girl Gone Healthy, and just her story, which is so touching to me. And I was thinking back on my journey and things that I can now realize that I wasn't realizing when I was at my heaviest point, such as it's not me, the dryer shrunk my clothes, you know, it's not my fault all of this food is in, you know, these things are in the house to eat. Well, that's ridiculous. I do the grocery shopping, you know, for my husband. And, you know, it was just he and I at the time that I was shopping for, and just small, silly things that, you know, like, oh goodness, I can't get out of bed because I worked 10 hours today. No, it's because my body can't hold me up. You know, just little things that you tell yourself, and you do. Once you start to see these transformations in yourself, it's totally shedding who you were before. And unless you're someone who's going through it or has been through it, it's probably a pretty hard thing to wrap your mind around when these people, you know, do get so emotional when they see themselves drop 4 pounds in a week. That's huge.
That is
That's
huge.
Amazing.
Yeah, it is.
And, you know, it's hard work. And when they see themselves not drop any weight at all and they killed themselves in the gym, I've been there. And it is a letdown. And it's really hard to keep going, but you have to.
Yeah, because you're gonna plateau. Yeah, it is really frustrating when you lose a lot. And the other thing too about the Biggest Loser is that they're losing ridiculous amounts of weight. I mean, I used to be a weight management instructor. I've been a personal trainer. I've, you know, been a healthy lifestyle coach. And you know, healthy weight loss, really, they say 1 to 2 pounds a week. And I'm not saying the people on the show are unhealthy, but I'm just saying that that's not realistic. You're not, most people are in their lives. They're not working out 8 hours a day. They're not in a kitchen where all the food is you know, they have to make their own food, but it's all healthy food. Now, obviously, you can make your own kitchen like that, like you're saying. But it's, you know, when you're in your own life, it's really tough. And I think that people need to understand that some weeks they're going to lose and some weeks they're not. And you just got to keep going, because you're not going to lose anything if you don't, if you just quit, obviously. You know?
Exactly. And that's what I try to portray on Girl Gone Healthy. And I'm not shy to tell people I didn't lose anything this week. If someone writes in and asks me, how much weight did you lose? Or what did you work out 5 days this week? No, I don't work out 7 days a week. I can't. I have a 20-month-old son. I have a life. You know, I have a husband to take care of and a home. And, you know, unfortunately in the beginning, I will admit I was a tad bit obsessive with the working out. And probably I want to say that might have had, you know, something to do with the Biggest Loser, because they did have the advantage of working out all the time. I made sure that I was doing something at any time that my son didn't need me or I wasn't doing anything else. I had a Fit TV video on, or I was walking around the house up and down the hall. My mother-in-law used to laugh at me and say, oh, she's going to be hell to be around when she gets done with this. I would literally, on commercial breaks of TV shows, walk up and down our hallway with weights in my hand, you know, just really thinking, I can shed 12 pounds this week just like they do. And
no,
you can't.
No. They should put some kind of disclaimer or something on that.
They really should.
I mean, I remember that week that Tara, who I loved on the show, lost 21 pounds in a week. And I was like,
I know.
What is, and I think this season, wasn't there a couple of the men lost like 28 pounds or something? I mean,
it just seems like a punch to those of us who are women watching, because if you watch the women in the Biggest Loser gym or in any gym, and I may offend some of the male listeners, but I'm sorry, I work harder than my husband does.
Men definitely, when I used to teach weight management, the women in the group would get so frustrated because the men just drop weight quicker.
They really do.
Just like
my husband started 2.5 months after me and had caught up, you know, like caught up to me in no time. And was still able to have the occasional beer. He drank coffee every morning, had, you know, the occasional Dunkin' Donuts muffin or something, or bagel or something. And here I am like, nope. And, you know, maintaining my 1 to 2 pounds a week, and he's just melting away. So that is frustrating. I definitely do encourage the female listeners and my female readers. You have to have a buddy. Get someone that you're completely comfortable with and tell them what your real weight is. Tell each other what your real weight is. Don't be afraid to put that number out there, because I think that's something that on The Biggest Loser, when those contestants step up on that scale and they see how much they really weigh, that's huge. When you have to say that out loud and you have to look at yourself and say, I weigh X amount of pounds, that's a crucial moment, and that's when you need to take that and just turn that into your fuel to the fire and say, I'm not going to be this heavy ever again.
Do you think a lot of people just ignore the scale? Is that, you know, kind of the message?
I never got on a scale. I never got on a scale until I was pregnant with my son and they made me get on the scale. And even then I would be like, oh, I need to go to the bathroom. I would try to avoid the nurse and like run away from her. And, you know, which was wrong because it was, you know, for the benefit of my son. But yes, I do believe that people, you feel it in your body when you know that you've hit that point. And you do. You avoid the scale for as long as possible until it becomes, you know, a medical issue or could potentially become, you know, threatening to your health.
Yeah.
So, yes, I do believe.
Okay. Now, what is your typical workout routine like now for people listening? If they're just getting started, obviously yours is advanced because you're not just getting started, but if you can start with yours and then maybe we can talk about some easy ways to get started.
Absolutely. I'm a huge advocate for Fit TV. So if anyone who works for Fit TV is listening, I love you. I think that's probably the easiest way for someone to get started. You can be right there in your own home. You know, I'm not sure about Massachusetts and Vermont, New Hampshire, what the channel is through your cable provider, but for Cox Cable here in Rhode Island, I believe it's channel 140. 7 or something like that. But mm-hmm. they have 24-hour fitness videos for every level. You can learn yoga. You can learn Pilates. You can learn kickboxing. You can learn how to do ballet. Just pick something. Pick an instructor that you think looks appealing to you. Watch what they're doing and get up off the couch and try it. No one else is watching you.
Yeah, that's
no one's watching. You're at home.
That's true. That's true. Also, Varea TV, if you have Verizon Fios or DirecTV, I don't know the channel, mm-hmm. but they also have exercise shows as well.
Perfect.
So that's another thing that you can do.
I think that's a great way to get started because then that allows you to get familiar with your body. Maybe you're like me, and at one point in your life, you were active and you could do certain things. Maybe you were a runner or, you know, whatever the case was, and you've just gotten away from that lifestyle. It's a great way to allow yourself to see how far your body can go and what you're comfortable with in a safe environment because you don't feel other people oogling you or an instructor, you know, is maybe stopping the class because of you or so on and so forth. So I really think that's a great way to, if you're interested in learning a specific type of workout regimen, I really believe that's the best way to go other than just the, of course, get outside. I know it's freezing here in New England now.
Yes, it was so cold this morning.
It's so cold.
Yes.
But try to get outside or find, you know, go, you know, my son and I, because I started this in December, we used to go walk around the mall with the senior citizens in the morning.
Oh, fun.
We would pack up and I called my local mall and I said, what time do you guys open? They said 7. And, you know, it's open to walkers from 7 to 10 a.m. And these are some serious speed walkers. And that's motivation because you want to keep up with these people that obviously have a pass.
Oh, yeah.
So that's another great way. And no one's watching you. They're not there to watch you. They're there for the same reason you are. They want to work out in a nice, safe, warm environment. So I definitely think that those are two great forms if you're going to make that decision that tomorrow's my Monday, and that's what I always say, Monday doesn't have to be Monday. You just have to pick a day and get up in the morning and say, today is the beginning of my new life. Here we go.
Oh, that's great. Now, you're listening to Thinking Out Loud. It's Your Health, 91.5 FM, WML Lowell, and we're talking with Tara Norberg, who is the creator of GirlGoneHealthy.com. Now, Tara, you know, you mentioned going outside. I am from California, and if I can do it, anyone can do it. I've been here almost 10 years, and I am a big proponent of long johns. Let me tell you, you can get polypropylene long johns, you know, silk long johns. I am out every single day in the winter, even when it's 10 degrees, even if it's only for 20 minutes, because I have two very active dogs. And I'd love to take them to the woods, and I'm a huge proponent of snowshoeing. And I just, prior to our interview, I was talking to celebrity trainer David Kirsch, who happens to be Heidi Klum's personal trainer, and that was super fun. And I mentioned that, you know, that snowshoeing is such a great workout. And if you are in an area where it does snow, take advantage of the beauty and of the great workout you're going to get trudging through that snow. Just dress warmly.
I totally agree. I was the official snow shoveler this last winter.
Oh, that'll do it.
A total body workout.
Oh, completely.
And I'm from Texas. I've only been in Rhode Island for 7 years.
Oh, okay.
So I'm with you right there,
yeah.
Lisa, on the I'm right there. If I can slap on a hoodie and go outside and run in this, I just am not a fan of winter. Then, you know, I totally believe that anybody else, especially being from up here and living in it their whole lives, you can too. So, yes, I agree. So take advantage of those easy workouts. Going outside and shoveling for 10 minutes was like the equivalent of taking a kickboxing class at the gym because you are using your whole body.
Oh, yeah.
Do that. So now, you can find a workout so easy.
Now, speaking of the gym, I noticed on your GirlGoneHealthy.com that you were talking about Zumba. And I actually interviewed this wonderful woman who's a Zumba instructor. And unfortunately, we were having technical problems and the show did not get taped. It is getting taped today. I know. So she was great. Kelly Armada. She's going to come back and talk about Zumba again. But I know you've been doing that. And it sounds like you love it.
I absolutely adore Zumba, and I'm not sure if it's because I have a dancer's pass or if it's just because I enjoy the music. It's upbeat. It's quick. You're sweating by the second routine, and I love that any age can do it. I love that it's open to men. I love it when the guys from the weight section come in and do a Zumba class. It's so wonderful. You're getting, it's like a party workout. You don't even realize
fun.
that you're working out.
Yeah, I keep needing to go and do that. And
I
keep saying I'm going to go. So no, I'm definitely, you've inspired me. I want to go. Now, let's talk about what are you going to find if you go to girlgonehealthy.com? What tools are there to help people reach their goals?
You are going to find my everyday struggles, my everyday victories, just letting you know, again, I can't reiterate that I'm a real person doing this. You're also going to find all my recipes, anything that I mentioned that I'm eating or maybe I'm creating in my mind. You're going to find all those recipes, whether it's in that day. There's also a nice little tab that says recipe box. You can go in there, scroll through the recipes. And I also encourage my readers and everything to send me recipes. What are you eating? What are you making in your kitchen? Or maybe you have a family recipe that's really unhealthy and you want me to tweak it for you. I'd be more than happy to. I love to cook. I love being in the kitchen. My husband doesn't complain when it's concoction day and I experiment with things. So you'll also find what I'm doing. Did I work out that day? Was I able to make it to Fit World, who is the best thing that's happened to Girl Gone Healthy, other than actually losing the weight, is partnering up with them and having that resource available to not only myself but women who are also in this area. So great tool. And you'll also find class descriptions. That way you can see what I'm doing and see if it's available in your area. You know, you want to take the Zumba class, you can see what it's all about. Go find it where you are. So, and just also great tools for snacks. Pro Bar, we're always doing a giveaway. I just did a great giveaway with Pro Bar. Lara Bar is coming up. We're going to do a huge holiday giveaway with them. Stevia in the Raw, my new obsession. Bye-bye, Splenda. I have found a replacement for you.
Oh, yeah. And get away from
Stevia.
All those artificial sweeteners.
Just loving the Stevia and the Raw. And you'll also find different websites, other tools. Huge fan of Skinny in the City. We work together a lot and do guest posts on each other's blogs. So you'll just find a wealth of information. So if I can't help you or maybe you're not feeling my groove, I'm going to show you where else you can go. I'm going to show you a doorway of maybe other people that will be more beneficial to where you are in your weight loss journey. But
well, Tara, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I would be thrilled if you could put a link up to itsyourhealthradio.org, because your interview will be up probably in about a week. And
wonderful.
Then people can listen to you. And, you know, there's a lot of great information on the show as well. And most of the shows get taped. I apologize. There was a few weeks there where we were having some technical problems. But I know we just have a couple minutes left, Tara. Is there anything that you want to add before we say goodbye?
I just want to let people know that if they do stop by and visit, please email me and let me know what you think of the site. Let me know your story. I really feel it's important that the people who are stopping by girlgonehealthy.com, that they let me know what's going on with them, because that's why I set it up. I wanted a safe place to go, to be able to express what I was feeling, what I was going through, and not be judged for that. So I encourage you, if you're listening right now and you need to get off that couch, just email me. And you can email me at girlgonehealthy@hotmail.com.
Okay.
And we've also created some T-shirts.
Oh.
So that people can wear just as a reminder to the gym. And the great thing about the T-shirts is that right under Girl Gone Healthy, it says getting healthy one day at a time.
Oh, that
is
such a great message. Oh, I want to get one of those shirts. That's awesome. So I can just go and order one from your website?
You can. There's information every day at the end of every post that you can email me, and you just email me your size, your color, and what form of payment works best for you. And we're having those printed, and they should be ready to be shipped in about 2 weeks. So I'm really, really, really excited. That's brand new. We just got that up and running.
That is so
awesome.
And
I think it's a great reminder that it is. It's one day at a time. If you fall off the wagon, stick out your thumb and hitch a ride back on, and it's okay, because you're going to fall off.
Yeah,
and it's all
true.
Right.
That's such a good message, Tara. I absolutely love what you're doing, and I'm so glad you were able to come on the show today. I think it's the real people that make such a difference.
And that's
inspirational. You know, watching people on TV is inspirational as well, but knowing that if you're a real mom at home and you're struggling, to know that someone like you has made such a difference and is helping people, I just want to thank you so much.
Thanks, Lisa.
All right, Tara, well, have a wonderful day. I'm going to be ordering that shirt. Now, if you want to get in touch with me, you can go to itsyourhealthradio.org. Now, Tara, you gave yours, right? www.girlgonehealthy.com.
Absolutely.
Okay, terrific. I want everyone to encourage everyone to join us next Tuesday. We're going to have, if you watch Top Chef on Bravo, Robin Leventhal, who was recently voted off. I thought Robin was great. She's a breast cancer survivor. She's going to talk about that. And she's also going to talk about some great holiday recipes. The whole day is going to be about the holidays. We've got Devin Alexander, who is amazing, wrote The Biggest Loser Cookbook and many others. And my favorite, Cynthia Sass, who's an amazing registered dietitian, master's in public health, who was on the other day with Kristen Steed and Kelly Keough. And she's going to be talking about some holiday tips as well. So everyone have a wonderful week and keep being healthy. Take care. Bye-bye.